AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
All right, so welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. And this one, this one's kind of been stuck in my head, honestly, ever since I saw that story from Inspector Story over on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, Inspector Story.
You know how they're always sort of digging up those weird and wonderful stories? And this one, though, I got to say, this one's a little darker than what they usually post, even if it's, you know, probably fiction.
Right.
Takes place in Mississippi back in 1948. And it all revolves around this respected surgeon, Dr. Elias Grant.
Okay.
Like, on the surface, you know, pillar of the community.
Yeah.
But behind that facade,
yeah,
let's just say Dr. Grant had a pretty messed up obsession.
What was he obsessed with?
Immortality.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that'll get you in trouble. And it's not even just the obsession itself. It's like the way he went about trying to achieve it, like experimenting on your own kids to cheat death.
Right.
That's just really messed up.
I know we're talking Scooby and Velma here. Poor kids. And the story is that Dr. Grant was so convinced that he could make them special. That was his word, not mine, by like altering their bodies.
Wow.
So Scooby ends up like completely fused together, can't move at all. And then Velma.
Oh my God.
Imagine being a kid and you see stitches running down your legs because your dad decided to lengthen them.
It's just an image that sticks with you.
It really does.
It's just beyond disturbing. It makes you wonder what was going through his head. Like, what kind of mental gymnastics was he doing to justify this kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Maybe losing his wife in that car crash, you know, years before that had something to do with
it.
Yeah. Maybe the grief, the fear of losing his children too, you know, maybe that pushed him over the edge. But to go from, you know, grieving father to mad scientist experimenting on his own flesh and blood, that's just crazy.
It is a huge leap, and the story doesn't really let up there either. It gets even creepier.
Oh no.
So Velma eventually finds this hidden notebook where her dad's been detailing all of his experiments, and he's got this big finale planned. He wants to create some kind of monster. So she tries to run, but it's too late. By the time the police get there, the damage is done.
Jeez.
And that's how the story ends. It's just this big cliffhanger where we never find out what happened to Velma or what Dr. Grant actually created.
So what kind of monster are we even talking about here?
Right.
Like some Frankenstein thing, or what? Like, did he take what he was doing to his kids and like try to combine them together? Or was this something totally new and even scarier? And I mean, what does this final act of creation tell us about him at this point? Like, was he delusional, desperate? Had he just lost it?
Well, what about Inspector Story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did they even come across this story? I mean, did they have some kind of personal connection to it? Maybe there's more to this whole thing than we even realize.
That's a good point. I mean, they are known for finding strange and unsettling stuff.
They are.
So maybe they know something we don't.
Yeah.
You know, they're always leaving us with more questions than answers.
That's true.
God, I hate that. Mm-hmm. It's so good, though.
I know. It's so good.
It's like a classic horror movie trope, right? The brilliant scientist, but completely unhinged, just driven to the brink by their own ambition.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, look, we're living in a time of like CRISPR and all this crazy gene editing stuff where it seems like every day the line between science fiction and reality gets blurrier and blurrier. So this Dr. Grant story, even though it seems really out there, it makes you think about those ethical problems that come with pushing the limits, you know?
Oh, for sure. How far is too far when we're talking about manipulating life itself?
Exactly. And it's not just about the tech. It's about the human element, too.
Right.
This story shows just how dangerous ambition can be, especially when it's mixed with a God complex.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Grant's whole obsession with immortality, it was just about beating death. It was about having control over everything, life. Death, even the very nature of his own kids.
That's what makes this whole thing so scary. Like, he wasn't even treating Scooby and Velma like they were his children. They were just experiments.
Right. And those descriptions of his work, like fusing Scooby's body parts together and making Velma's legs longer.
Oh, God.
It's like something out of a nightmare.
It is.
It just shows that he had zero respect for them as people, for their pain, their autonomy,
yeah,
like their basic humanity.
It's just wrong on so many levels, and it makes you think about what kind of scars something like that would leave, you know, not just physical but emotional too.
Right. Scooby's stuck in his own body. He can't move or even talk to anyone. And Velma, she's forced to go through these horrific procedures, and she's constantly living in fear of what her dad might do to her next.
God, I can't even imagine.
And then there's that monster, right, like the final result of all his crazy ambitions.
Right.
It's almost like a physical representation of his arrogance, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I'm going to play God. I'm going to create life itself. But what if by trying to become immortal, he actually created something truly monstrous, something that could destroy everything?
That's the real horror of it all, the unintended consequences.
Right.
He wanted to cheat death. He wanted to be more than human, but what if he accidentally unleashed something much, much worse? Something that could hurt not just his family, but everyone.
And it's like that saying, be careful what you wish for. Dr. Grant wanted to be God, but maybe he wasn't prepared for what that really meant.
Mm.
You know, the responsibility of it all, the potential for things to go wrong.
And now we're left to wonder what happened next.
Right.
What did the police find when they went to the mansion?
I don't know. A massacre? A monster running loose? Or maybe something even worse?
Ugh. The story doesn't tell us. And that's what makes it even scarier. We're left with all these unanswered questions.
Like, what happened to Velma? What happened to the monster? Did Dr. Grant ever realize how terrible what he created was?
It's a reminder that sometimes the scariest stories are the ones that leave us with more questions than answers.
And it makes you wonder if there's any truth to this whole thing. I know we said it's probably just a story, but is it possible that somewhere out there, there's a real Dr. Grant, someone who's pushing the limits of science in ways that would totally freak us out?
I mean, it's not a nice thought, but it's not impossible either. I mean, history's full of examples of scientific ambition that went way too far. Like, think about the eugenics movement or the Tuskegee syphilis experiment.
Okay, that's dark.
I know.
But you're right, it happened. Those historical connections just add another level of creepiness to this Dr. Grant story.
It really does.
It makes you wonder what kind of darkness might be hiding right under our noses.
Yeah.
You know, in seemingly normal lives behind closed doors.
Exactly. And it reminds us that while we might be drawn to the crazy parts of a story like this, the real horror is that humans are capable of doing awful things to each other.
This is heavy stuff, but maybe we can end on a slightly less depressing note.
Okay.
Remember, Velma, the story doesn't say what happened to her. Do you think she had a way?
I hope so. I mean, after all the horrible things she went through, she deserves to escape, you know, to get away from her father for good. It reminds us that even in the darkest stories, there's always a little bit of hope. Even when people are hurt and broken, they can still find ways to survive, to overcome even the worst situations.
Yeah. I like that, holding on to hope, even when things are really messed up. It's easy to get caught up in all the darkness and the scary stuff, but you're right, there's always that possibility of something good happening, of people being strong.
And maybe that's what we should take away from this whole Dr. Grant story. I mean, it's definitely creepy and it makes you think about the people, you know, a little differently, like what might be going on that we don't see. But it also reminds us that even in the dark, there's strength, there's courage, there's that will to survive.
It's a reminder that stories, even the really dark ones, can do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
They could be entertaining and scary, but they can also make us think and question things and face some uncomfortable truths about ourselves and the world.
Yeah, and sometimes those uncomfortable truths can help us understand things better or have more empathy for people or even just appreciate how strong people can be.
Well said, and I think that's a perfect place to wrap things up for today. We've been talking about the disturbing story of Dr. Grant and his crazy experiments and all those unanswered questions about what happened to his kids. We talked about his obsession with immortality and why he did what he did. And we even touched on some bigger societal anxieties that might be reflected in this creepy story.
But most importantly, I think we've made everyone think a little bit, do some introspection, and maybe even sparked a little healthy paranoia.
Always a good thing. A little paranoia keeps you on your toes, makes you question things, and stops you from just accepting everything you see at face value.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe it'll even inspire you to look a little closer at the stories around you to find those hidden truths and unexpected connections, the things that make life a little more interesting, a little more strange, and maybe even a little more meaningful.
Right. So keep those theories coming. Let us know on social media what you think really happened in that Mississippi mansion back in 1948. What happened to Velma? What was Dr. Grant's monster really like? And could a story like this, as crazy as it sounds, actually be based on something real? We always want to hear your thoughts and ideas. Until next time, stay curious, stay skeptical, and stay tuned for another deep dive into the weird, the wonderful, and the downright disturbing.